This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, and time to talk with Dr. Kevin Carman. He's the provost of the University of Nevada, Reno. Kevin, good to have you in the studio again. Once a month, we get a chance to catch up with you on what's going on at the university here.
It's a beautiful day at UNR. Great to be here with you, David.
Well, thanks very much. And Kevin, once again, you've brought a guest. Let me go ahead and have you introduce your guest. We're going to have a conversation about engineering today and a special guest you brought to us.
Yeah, our guest today is Dr. Manos Marigakis. He's Dean of the College of Engineering, and we've invited him over to talk a little bit about a program known as NASIC.
And we're going to find out now what that all means. Dr. Marigakis, thank you, and welcome to KUNR.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Before we get to this topic of NASIC, Kevin, why don't you give a little bit about the background with Dr. Marigakis?
Well, Dean Marigakis is a distinguished scholar in his own right. He's, for the last several years, had a leadership role in the College of Engineering, and he's taken a particular leadership role in NASIC, which deals with advanced autonomous systems. And NASIC is an organization that is going to bring together expertise across campus under the leadership of Dean Marigakis and his team.
Dean Marigakis, give us a little bit about your background here at the university, some of the projects you've been involved with that bring us to this point.
Yes, I joined here in 1984 after I graduated with my PhD and a master's from the California Institute of Technology, Caltech. My specialty area of research is earthquake engineering, and I have been with the Civil Environmental Engineering Department since 1984. I chaired the department from 1994 to 2008 before I became interim and then dean of the College of Engineering.
And how long have you been dean then?
6 years.
All right, and we have a lot of things happening right now in the College of Engineering. We're going to talk next about NASIC. The university's Nevada Advanced Autonomous Systems Innovation Center. Drones has certainly been a big topic of conversation. And then we have an event coming up Saturday. That's tomorrow night, October 18th, the College of Engineering's Distinguished Lecture Series. Got a great speaker coming in. We want to talk all about those things. Let's first start off, Kevin, NASIC, it's a big project. Innovation is a key word around the university. What's this mean to the university?
Well, first I'd like to comment that this whole program is launched because of investment from the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and they have invested $3 million towards the establishment of NASIC. The whole idea is to certainly advance scholarship and research and education on the universities, but to also make it tangible and to allow us to interface meaningfully with the private sector to advance economic development and provide jobs for the citizens of Nevada.
And what is this project? What's happening with drones and this innovation center here?
Well, as Provost Carman said, this center has been set with primarily one major goal in mind: to advance the economy of the region and contribute to the economic development of the nation. So we have first of all chosen a topic, and the topic is the autonomous systems. Autonomous systems is a very general and very encompassing topic. And of course, most of the times when people think about autonomous systems, they think drones, and rightfully so. It's a critical part of it. But it's also advanced manufacturing. It is robotics. It is surface vehicles, water vehicles, anything that is autonomous, technologically advanced to be autonomous.
Let's explain that for a moment, because we hear that word a lot, autonomous, and we do relate it to drones, and you're talking about other vehicles and systems and robots. And what is autonomous basically? What does that mean?
It means that the system can operate by itself with little human intervention. And most of the times, the system is what we call unmanned. There's no human in the system.
Because now we're talking about driverless cars. We're talking about, obviously, drones has been the biggest topic.
Absolutely.
But all those things fall under the category of autonomous systems.
And so does do many aspects of robotics and, of course, advanced manufacturing. And there is a big push right now for advanced manufacturing because we want to get manufacturing back to this country. And the way to do it is not the old-fashioned way, which probably most of it has been exported, but it is the autonomy, new technology.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. Our guest in the studio today, Dr. Kevin Carman, provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, along with the university's College of Engineering Dean, Manos Marigakis.
Manas, I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to, with President Johnson, tour the Tesla factory in California. Robotics were everywhere in that plant. And can you comment perhaps how NASIC and advanced autonomous systems might be relevant to a factory and an industry like Tesla?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, the center itself is going to provide an infrastructure so that industry can come to us. They will come to us for workforce development. They will come to us for technical expertise. So we want to develop procedures that will make us very friendly and very accessible to the industry. But within this center, especially from the College of Engineering, we have a variety of projects already related to autonomy, robotics, for example. We have a program in computer science and engineering related to robotics, and we have expertise and students that can be very useful to this factory's growth plan and can present very conclusive argument from an industry to want to operate here.
What is this doing for students and for graduate students, and how is this energizing the campus here in certain ways?
Engineering in general presents right now a wonderful opportunity for students. There are many factors that the student will consider for choosing a major, and three of the most important, in my opinion, are: can you impact society? Can you find a job, and are you going to be well paid? Well, right now is the perfect storm for engineering because it affects our lives and it affects economic development. And so they will have a very exciting career ahead of them. There are many jobs right now because of all of this technological advancement and the need to diversify and enhance our economy. And engineering jobs routinely are in the top 10 or 15 in terms of well-paid jobs.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. Our guest in the studio today, Dr. Kevin Carman, provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, along with the university's College of Engineering Dean, Manos Maragakis. We're talking about the all things engineering, especially autonomous systems, and the Nevada Advanced Autonomous Systems Innovation Center, as part of the university, funded by a $3 million grant from the Knowledge Fund, administered through the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Kevin, talk from a university administrative perspective. How does this fit into all the things that we've already talked about the elevation of the university stature across the country, the recruiting, faculty?
It is wonderful. It's as Manos knows, our challenge right now is accommodating all of the students that want to be part of it. So that's a great problem to have as a university.
And you also had an appointment of a business director here for NASIC,
right?
Warren Rapp.
Warren is a remarkable individual with a very interesting background in the military directly related to drones, and he also has what I think is just the perfect personality for the type of leadership role that he has.
Well, absolutely. I agree with what Dr. Carman said, and his assignment is to go and tell industry what we have, bring them here, put us in partnership with them, try to expand the industry's capability.
I really think what we're seeing here is just the beginning of something that I think could be truly extraordinary, not just for the university, but for Northern Nevada and the entire region. It involves a collaboration across the university. Manos alluded to that. We have colleagues in Cooperative Extension and the College of Science, and more people being drawn to this, to these technological opportunities and innovations.
Kevin and Manos, as we're wrapping up our conversation about the College of Engineering, we want to make sure that we note a special event tomorrow evening, the College of Engineering Distinguished Lecture Series. It's at 6 p.m. at the Joe Crowley Student Union Ballroom. That's Saturday evening. It's free to the public. It features a talk by Dr. Missy Cummings, and she'll be presenting the talk, Drones, a Tipping Point of Technology. I had a chance to visit with her on the phone earlier, and let's hear a little bit of that interview right now. On the phone with me now is Dr. Mary Cummings. Missy Cummings is an associate professor at Duke University, director of the Humans and Automation Laboratory at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also one of the U.S. Navy's first female fighter pilots. We look forward to having you with us here in Reno Saturday night.
Well, thank you. I'm really looking forward to coming. I used to spend a lot of my time skiing in Reno, so it's good to be coming back.
And first of all, tell me, how did your role as one of the U.S. Navy's first female fighter pilots lead you to what you're doing today?
Right. Well, actually, I was in the military, in the U.S. Navy. And in fact, that's why one of the reasons I know Reno so well is because I spent a lot of time in Fallon, doing our all of our weapons exercises. And so that's where I learned to be a fighter pilot. And then while I was flying the F-18 Hornet, it kind of dawned on me that automation was getting so good that it wasn't that far into the future that planes would be able to fly themselves and that I really didn't need to be in there. And that wasn't necessarily a bad thing because these are very dangerous missions. When I was in Fallon, I saw dozens of people die, fly into sides of mountains, crash into the ground. I mean, it's an unforgiving business. And so, you know, I kind of got the sense then that if there was a way that we could bring more automation into the plane to make people better pilots, both in the military and the commercial world, that would be a good thing. And so after I did 3 years as one of the first female fighter pilots, I pretty much had it with the social experiment, and I decided to go back to school. And I eventually got my PhD, and then I moved into the field of humans and automation, and that's really where I've been. And I was one of the first researchers really to get into the drone research because of that experience that I had flying for the Navy.
We're speaking with Dr. Missy Cummings, a former Navy fighter pilot and a researcher on autonomous systems and things like drones. Missy, you'll be talking tomorrow evening here on campus as part of the College of Engineering's Distinguished Lecture Series, 6 o'clock at the Joe Crowley Student Union, a free lecture. Your topic is drones, a tipping point of technology. What are you going to share with us?
Well, I'm going to give kind of a historical look about where drones came from, how they got so big so quickly, at least in people's perception, and then where we're likely to see the future and what some of the obstacles are going to be towards commercialization and the expansions of programs like you see there.
And for all of us here on the ground, should we be concerned that the skies are going to be filled with these drones in the near future?
Well, I think the skies will be filled with more aircraft. I don't think we're ever going to get to the place where you look up and the sun's going to be blotted out because of all the flying vehicles in the sky. But I think that we are going to see new and improved uses of this technology, and certainly places out west can hugely benefit. You know, one of the big applications that I'm looking at now is wildlife conservation and even medical delivery applications. And for people who live in rural parts of the West, I mean, this could not be more timely.
Missy, you're an inspiration, a role model for many of us, especially girls, young women now looking to their future. What advice do you have for them?
Well, you know, my advice to young women is pretty much the same as it is to young men. And that's what I think technology has been. It's been the great equalizer. I think today this country is in desperate need of engineers and you know, people with a background in the math and sciences. And so I think that it is critical for young men and young women to realize that there are a lot of opportunities out there. The job growth market for people who are working in and around robotics, ground vehicles, air vehicles, is just booming, and we can't keep these people, we can't keep up with the job demand. So I think that, you know, taking the hardest classes, doing the hardest math classes that you can in high school, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot of fun necessarily, but it's going to open up a lot of doors for you later. And so work hard now, and the payoffs later will be tremendous.
All right, Missy, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk
to you
soon. And that's Dr. Missy Cummings. She'll present Drones, a Tipping Point of Technology. It's the College of Engineering Distinguished Lecture Series tomorrow evening, October 18th, 6 p.m., as a free lecture at the Joe Crowley Student Union Ballroom here at the University of Nevada, Reno. Kevin and Manos, it was a privilege and really a pleasure talking with Missy Cummings. Sound like a great lecture coming up tomorrow evening. Look forward to that. And before I let you go, congratulations real quickly on that nice piece this morning on the NBC Today Show featuring the Earthquake Engineering Lab and Dr. Ian Buckle and some of the work being done here at the University of Nevada, Reno within the College of Engineering and the related entities. And this is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. Our guests in the studio today have been Dr. Kevin Carman, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno. Kevin, thanks for bringing your guest today, Dean of the University's College of Engineering, Manos Maragakis. And again, thanks, sir, for coming in today as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Kevin, good to have you.
Always a pleasure, David. Thanks.